22nd, 1892. The third angel's message is swelling into a loud cry, and you must not feel at liberty to neglect present duty and still entertain the idea that at some future time you will be the recipients of great blessing when, without any effort on your part, a wonderful revival will take place. Today you are to give yourselves to God that he may make of you vessels unto honor and meet for his service. Today you are to give yourself to God that you may be emptied of self, emptied of envy, jealousy, evil surmising, strife, everything that shall be dishonoring to God. Today you are to have your vessel purified that it may be ready for the heavenly dew, ready for the showers of the latter rain, for the latter rain will come, and the blessing of God will fill every soul that is purified from every defilement. It is our work today to yield our souls to Christ that we may be fitted for the time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, fitted for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Today, brothers and sisters. Review and Herald, March 22nd, 1892. Now, the emphasis, if you're looking at why, who's going to be involved with the latter rain, the emphasis is that before the latter rain, which begins at the Sunday law, which begins when we're sealed at the Sunday law. Before that time, we must be partaking of the early rain and overcoming all sin. That's the emphasis of these two quotes, but I want to pull something out of here beyond that. Sister White here is talking about the latter rain, and she says, it is our work today to yield our souls to Christ that we may be fitted for the time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And I want to look at this term. This is a biblical term. But I want you to see that this refreshing from the presence of the Lord is clearly a symbol of the latter rain, or the latter rain is a symbol of it. They're interchangeable. Look at this quote, Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, page 228. The refreshing is coming from the presence of the Lord. Let us set our hearts in order that the truth of God may live in us, that it may purify us, ready to receive the latter rain. The refreshing from the presence of the Lord is the latter rain. And in Sister White's terminology, you can run the CD-ROM, and she interchanges them constantly. One more, Council on Diets of Food, page 33. I was shown that if God's people make no efforts on their part, but wait for the refreshing to come upon them and remove their wrongs and correct their errors, if they depend upon that to cleanse them from the filthiness of flesh and spirit and fit them to engage in the loud cry of the third angel, they will be found wanting. The refreshing, or power of God, comes only on those who have prepared themselves for it by doing the work which God bids them, namely, cleansing themselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness.